Blog Talk Radio.
Team Radio The Cut goes down every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx and Golden Fleece on the line with you. What it do?
What's going on? What's going on? Life is listeners. Another Wednesday. We're here. What's good?
It's going down. It's going down. G-Force. So did you get a chance to watch the inauguration?
Oh, of course.
Don't fall me. Absolutely. I was glued to the TV like crazy all Monday, and then I was all emotional because they did the first dance, and I was just like, oh, and me and my homegirls was texting. So I really enjoyed everything about it, not only the historical part, but just period. I just really enjoyed everything. And I'm mad about the Beyonce, but I'm not going to go in there right now. I'm not even going to go there. Right now, so
that's what everybody seems to want to talk about that right now. That's the hot topic.
Yeah, really. That's the only thing that's important right now. Okay. But everybody, again, thank you for tuning in, checking in with us on Wednesday evenings. We do appreciate your support. If this is your first time listening, this is Global 14 Radio The Cut via the station and the brand Global14.com. I'm sorry, via the brand Global14.com, which is Jermaine's Dupri's social networking site. This site features everything from news and blogs and fashion, exclusive music, parties, pretty much any and everything you could think could happen on a social network. There's even dating groups and money-making groups, and they post cars and females and models. It's just a lot going on the site in a good way, though. So check it out, global14.com. And then also everyone who's been sending us your music, we have so much and we're so excited. Can't wait to play them on the next few shows and do that music review. It is going to be live feedback with myself and Golden, possibly another special guest as well. So Golden, if you could let them know they could be featured and get their music into us.
Yeah, most definitely. You can definitely hit us up on all the social networks on Global 14. I am Golden Fleece. You can search for me on there. You can search for Onyx. She's Onyx on global14.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. You got Onyx at Onyx254 and me at TheGlue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E. Hit us with a DM, straight tweet, mention, however it goes. Facebooks, everything. Just search for us, man. And if you want the music played and you wanted to get it on the review show, you can even specify that. Specify, like, you know what? I want to get mine on the review show with a special guest. I think mine is that hot. You know what I'm saying? Or you might be a beginner. You just might be somebody that's just getting in the game. You want some constructive criticism, some feedback from some different people. Holler at us about that, too. Whatever it is, R&B, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? We want to hear it all. So just holler at us on the social networks, and we'll get it on the show.
No doubt. And then, everybody, also, what was going to announce? I just lost what I was going to announce. You're flowing so well. Well, tonight is just me and Golden actually on the line with you guys. We don't have a special guest checking in last week with Sean Paul. Shout out to Sean Paul from the ATL Young Bloods. We did speak with a couple of other guests that we're going to try to have coming up shortly. But, again, we're kind of gearing back to the whole unsigned artists, helping you independent artists get your grind on and do that review so you can see what's good. Get right for the 2013. Right here on The Cut, we do like to kind of review who's hot, who's not, the charts, and we get into that a little bit. So I kind of just wanted to read that out to you guys. There ain't nothing much changed. If you've been checking in with us, you kind of pretty much can predict what I'm about to say. So actually, the Hot 100 pop and the radio charts is Bruno Mars with Locked Out of Heaven. The R&B hip-hop song and number one rap song is Thrift Shop, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and then on the hip-hop album is Back to T.I. with Trouble Man. So, you know, not much has changed, but not bad at all for them. What you think,
the usual suspects, you know, I go the usual suspects. They're going to at least rock for at least 2 to 3 weeks, you know what I'm saying, 4 weeks, a month, you know, not too much changing out there. And I think that got to change. Man. We need more music out there that's really, you know, breaking barriers and knocking down doors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely.
More than just your average. We want to hear and see the creativity that we know multi-million of people are trying to get into the game. So I like when I see breakthroughs and I'm like, who is that? So I can go check who that is. I can read their story. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at the people that stay on top of the charts because that's awesome.
Right, no,
too,
I tell you.
You know. You've known them for years, so it's always good to see somebody new. You're like, you know, who's that? Let me check them out. But we got some mixtapes. Matter of fact, we actually got – we really don't have any mixtapes that came out worth mentioning, but we do – let me not say not worth mentioning because there might be something that I missed. It might be something that I missed, and I'm like, yo, damn, you know, I didn't know
that
came out.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But
I didn't take it that way, but that's funny that you said it like that. That's funny.
Yeah, you know, you got to make that shit, what they call that, what's the word I'm looking for? Politically correct.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Got to make it politically correct before somebody call y'all. My shit wasn't worth mentioning, nigga.
Right.
My shit wasn't, you know what I'm saying? That's how it goes down on The Cut, nigga.
Right.
You ain't trying to get those calls, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
The homie from Global 14, Jay Scholar, dropped a mixtape. Birth of an Icon EP. Shout out Jay Scholar.
Shout out.
Doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? So go check him out. Birth of an Icon. Google that thing. Download that thing. You know what I'm saying? But that's about it for the mixtape. I actually thought there was a mixtape that dropped that was Rocky Fresh. I think Rocky Fresh joint dropped Electric Highway.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's called. Yeah, he's on Maybach Music Group.
Okay.
He's a different type of artist on Maybach Music Group. So a lot of people like Rocky Fresh, you know what I'm saying? So go check his joint out. That Superman OG joint is hard. He got one called Superman OG. Check him out. Let me make sure I get the right name of. Yes, Electric Highway. It's free on that Piff. Go check it out. He's dope. I like Rocky Fresh.
Nah, he's dope. He's dope with it. I do need to go by there and check out. You know, every once in a while, I try to come through to the Dot Piffin and get my downloads on, get the zip folders, unzip them, and really put them on iTunes so I can have an opportunity to listen. So I've been slacking a little bit lately because I've just been harboring on Jeezy. But I'm going to go ahead and get right. I'm going to check him
out. You know, he's another Chicago MC, too. He's a Chi-Town MC, so that's another Chicago MC that's doing his thing beside Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying? He might not be on the level as Chief Keef, but he provides another type of sound. You know what I'm saying? So you might want to check him out.
No doubt, no doubt. Chi-Town in the house. Well, what I want to do again, guys, is just us. We kicking it. We chilling. We not doing the most. We don't have really anybody lined up to interview tonight. So, again, I want to drop something new that I got, that I got introduced to on Global14.com, the 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Jeezy. You know I'm excited, Golden. You already know.
You saw I put that shit up real quick when that video dropped. I was like, yo.
Yes. Get it right. I was excited. All of my favorite people like in one record, so it's really dope. But I'm gonna go ahead and play that for you guys. In case you haven't heard it, this is Major Distribution, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg featuring Jeezy on Global 14 Radio The Cut.
Tryna move one brick, two brick, three bricks, four more. I'm tryna move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm tryna move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds more. Boy.
Run till the blood's been crippin', go tell the trips I'm blood. Nigga, I be trippin', bitch, I don't give a fuck. I put the K on niggas. I spray on niggas, come through 2012, XJ on niggas. I'm a apex predator, nigga, I'm strong. Shooters on deck, I break bread and they own you. Niggas said I fell off, oh, you heard I fell off. Why the fuck would you be repeating that? Nigga, I'm a rat tycoon, make $100 mil by June. Now who the fuck said I can't rap? Jack, I'm in the dope fiend dream. I got it from raw, got the morphine memories. I've been breaking the law, I was born a founder. In the stroller with the llama. I'm violent, I kill a nigga, put that on my mama. Nah, don't tell me nothing about none of these niggas. I smoke all these niggas for this word. I'm tryna move 1 brick, 2 brick, 3 bricks, 4 more. I'm tryna move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, four.
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor. Now I'm tryna move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds more. Boy. I give a fuck about a fed as I jump up out of bed. 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, yeah. I'm tryna put this shit away. On the low, I need a hit a day. Think you better get away from my oh my. I got a 30 that'll fly. From Cali to Kingston, back to NY. Snoop, Master Kush, 4, 5 to 9. Combined, get you some pounds, and now you're flying high. Rumble with the metal, with my foot to the pedal. G's with the trees, and the things on my level. 5-0, you know I go hard. These fools call me Bogart. Head nigga in charge, these niggas talk at the bar. But I ain't tripping, I'm just flipping my G's. Cause if you really want the bomb, come and fuck with your G's. I got it. Always kill, always will. Had that, say that, my nigga.
I'm tryna move 1 brick, 2 brick, 3 bricks, 4 more.
Real talk.
I'm tryna move 5 bricks, 10
I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor.
Still the world, motherfucker.
Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, more.
Bag full of white eight balls, I'm going golfing. The homie got killed last night. Bought him a coffin. Retaliated the same night. Made him a dolphin. Guess that's the life of a yay flipper. Top of make your ass get naked just like a stripper. Got cameras for the jackets, home invaders, man. Them niggas coming all black like they Raiders fans. All I saw growing up was kilos and gang bangers. Then the homie taught me to whip, game changer. Now I'm breaking down birds on the coffee table. Yeah, and have them bitches sold for they off the table. Got a little nigga hold on my half, I'm gon' split it. The type of nigga work that vision like it's a skillet. Let's throw them more water, stretch it like it's a last. Weigh it up in two bitches, wrap it in plastic.
I'm trying to move 1 brick, 2 brick, 3 brick, 4 more. I'm trying to move 5 bricks, 10 bricks, 20 bricks, 4 more. I smoke 1 ounce, staring at the caddy on the showroom floor, floor, floor. Now I'm trying to move 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds more, boy, boy, boy. Yeah, you know what it is. It's your crippin' cousin, 5-0. Anytime you need that motherfuckin' smoke, you know I got it, cuz. You need 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever you need, you know I got it. And if them niggas out there in the NY need it, yo, my connect, so I can hook them niggas up with that tongue. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. I'm trying to move this shit, cuz. For real, though. I got too much of this shit, homie. Yeah, I'm Bob Marley reincarnated.
Yeah. Already, I didn't know we had to jump that new 50 Cent featuring Snoop Dogg and Young Jeezy. Major distribution. Filling the joint, filling the video. Love it, love it, love it.
During a dope, definitely a dope record. 50 back on his reckless shit. Got
okay.
The little baby wearing the Maybach music chain with rocking gunplay paint in the video. Good old 50. That's good old 50. That's what they call that. That's vintage 50.
Okay.
Not giving a fuck.
No, not at all. Not at all. I promise you, I was so turned up when I was watching the video. I'm doing the, I mean, it's crazy. I be getting live at the crib, solo.
getting live over there, one deep.
One deep. I get hype off of good music. Man, I want to give a shout out to a couple of people actually that's listening and tuning in and tweeting and retweeting and all of that. It's really dope, and we do so appreciate your support for the cut, because, man, it's been a long time coming. So we want to shout out to K Monroe and Destiny Underwood, and I think my homie Justice is tuning in. There's a couple of people that's tuned in, and I saw retweets and comments. So we appreciate you guys, and just wanted to stop and say thank you for listening and
most
supporting
definitely.
Us.
We gotta get K Monroe to call in one day, man.
I don't know why she hasn't called in.
She like a mystery. You know what's crazy? It's like
you don't even know she's
talking to her for so long on the social network, right? And then
yes.
All of a sudden she decides to drop pictures of herself. We didn't really know what she looked like until just recently. Now it's time to put a voice with the look.
With the
then
foot, yeah, she doesn't inspire.
She like a puzzle we putting together,
yeah.
Yo. First the pictures, then we got to get the voice, then we got to get the actual meeting going, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her, man. She's always supported, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dope people you're going to meet on global14.com when you go over there and check everybody out. We talk about everything from Love and Hip Hop episodes to the inaugural ball, Martin Luther King. Yeah, we go in over there.
Nah, y'all really do. And then speaking of Global 14, we talking about that. You know, the So-So Def 20 anniversary is coming up, so you already know you do need to be in that place to be. February 23rd at the Fox Theater, I want to say is where it's at, and the tickets are already on sale, so make sure that you go ahead and check that out. Get you a ticket today, because pretty much the whole So-So Def alumni will be on that stage that night, plus a couple other people. So make sure you get out to the ATL, and if you're in the Atlanta, make sure you get you a ticket. Check it out. So-So Def.
We do got a big question that I've been getting asked. People, you know, they know we do the radio show. They hit me up. They're like, yo, K Candy from Escape was on What Happens Now Live, which is a show that comes on after the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't even talking about the 20th reunion. They were talking about Escape, period. And
right.
a caller called in, and they said, will there be an Escape reunion? And Candy was like, no, there will
right.
be no Escape reunion. So
right.
when she said that, people started hitting me up like, yo, so Escape ain't going to be there on the 20th anniversary? Escape ain't rocking on the 20th? I'm like, yo, listen, I don't know. You
right.
know what I'm saying? We have to get the word for the big homie, but apparently, you know, Candy was like, no go. And she wasn't saying about the anniversary. She was saying, period.
She's just saying, well, see,
right.
you know, there's
so
always.
So if they do get on stage, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, it's
going to
be. It's going to be live.
You got Tiny and Candy, two big TV personalities now. So if they show up and actually rock as Escape, that shit's going to be crazy news for a long time.
No, it really is. It's going to be some groundbreaking, just like the crisscross, them coming through and coming back. And I was tripping because I'm like, everybody was really shocked that they was grown. And I'm like, of course they're grown. Like, you guys, they're supposed to be grown up. So it was so funny. And but it is dope. And I'm excited to see crisscross. I'm definitely supposed to be touching down. I know me and you supposed to touch down, do the thing. Excited about doing that. That call is coming in and out. I don't know who that is, but we'll get them on the line if they call back in. So that 20th anniversary, that will be interesting to see if they all do touch the stage together. Hopefully they do. But I am going to drop that celebration track. No, it'll be real dope. It'll be real dope. I am going to drop the celebration track last week. I was going to drop it for y'all. You should have heard it by now, but if you haven't, you will hear it tonight. That's the Don Drea, the Brat, Bow Wow, Fresco King. That's JD's new artist, and Jagged Edge is on that joint, too. So I'll drop that tonight sometime before we get out of here.
Yo, let me tell you something. We're not going to spend no time on it, but I just wanted to mention it.
Okay.
Why is Kat Stacks back?
Is she? No, I knew she was back,
man,
but she's not.
She's back on these blogs.
Not on the rapping thing, though, right? With the rappers.
I'm just saying she's back, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Damn, it's kind of crazy to, like, she's back. It's so funny because it's just like, yo, she still have, what's the word I'm looking for? She still has people wanting to talk to her. She's still relevant after doing that time, you know, and I guess she's about to be deported. But people still hitting Cassax. Cassax is like, wow, she became very relevant.
Oh.
She went in by just shitting on rappers and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess she'll be a little star forever in the hip hop game.
Nah, she came through on the Reckless tip for sure. And then I heard she was back and she was doing like all these interviews and she was on like, what is it, the Spanish thing, Telemundo, I think that is, or something like that. I don't know, don't quote me for sure, but I know that she was on a couple of different things. And she was supposed to be, like, positive with it or doing something. I'm really not sure, but I knew she was back as far as, like, trying to be positive or tell a story or write a book, something of that along the lines. But I didn't know she was, you know, doing the vlogs and whatnot. But, hey.
She's
in a lot of people's songs, too. A lot of niggas put her in
these
songs.
Oh, yeah,
songs.
Yeah. But like
really?
I said, she made
wow.
a name for herself for real, for real.
Nah, she's
for
really
real.
Good.
I haven't clicked on
dynamic.
One of the vlogs when I see her face. I haven't
what do you
clicked
do?
On one of the vlogs.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't think.
Yo,
it,
let me
yeah.
know. Let me know if my new little microphone ain't working right. Let me know. If
you're
not hearing
you straight.
Me.
Nah, you straight.
Okay,
I thought
cool,
mine
cool.
was tripping because I heard a little bit of static, but no, you good.
Nah, what's the crazy thing is I've been seeing it everywhere and I haven't clicked on one of them. Not one of them to hear what she has to say. So.
You're not rocking with
I mean,
that
I'm
sex.
Not. I'm not. I'm not. My whole thing is that. I saw, this is why I don't want to listen to her. Remember she set Soulja Boy up with the cocaine?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't
Boy
feeling
was
that.
Cocaine.
I do remember that.
Now she's saying that
that
was a lie and that was a setup. That's why I don't want to hear nothing else from her.
Right,
like,
right.
Like,
I don't get
you that. You set that man up.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, that's kind of crazy right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, We don't know if it's true or not, but she's admitting that it was a lie and it was a setup. She could have got paid to say, who knows? But just her saying that it was a lie,
it was just,
and she did that on purpose, I'm like, I'm good on Cash Stacks. I don't need to see what she got to say.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the whole setup situation. I don't like when niggas get down like that, or females at all, period. I hate that, actually. Like, for real. So, and I ain't even going to go there tonight. I'm not going to do it.
There's something that I wanted to talk about, though. We're going to get off Cash Stacks, but...
Yeah, let's get...
You know,
Chief Keith, though, can I say that? Was you going to mention Chief Keith? What do you think
exactly
about that whole situation? Are you serious?
That's exactly what I was just about to say.
We're being...
You know it. We've been rolling for too long not to be in sync, but this is kind of crazy because... All right, let's start the Chief Keith timeline for this week. Chief Fleece, right. Chief, I'm about to call that nigga Chief Fleece. Chief Keith goes back to jail for 2 months. The story, the big story of that day was that when the judge sentenced Chief Keith, he busted out crying and begging the judge that he won't change, he won't do these things anymore. People are like, oh, Chief Keith is a wild gangster dude. How could he bust out crying in the courtroom? And I'm just like, look, the dude's still young, and reality could have smacked him in his face at that time. Like,
right.
I have a very, very lucrative deal going on. This could be what saves my mother, my whole family, you know, from poverty. And I'm messing it up by doing stupid shit.
Right.
That smacks somebody in the face, you might shed a tear or two. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Who knows? You know what I'm
right.
saying? But that's what they said, and people were getting on them. Oh, the nigga's a bitch. She only got 2 months. This nigga crying over 2 months or whatever. It's like,
right.
look, man. It's not him just crying over 2 months if he did cry. This is all alleged.
Right.
It's not just that. It's millions of dollars is at stake.
Right.
You feel what I'm
right.
saying? So it's not just 2 months. He could lose a gang of bread
right.
if these people decide to drop his ass. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So,
and what was so bad was just the whole, you know, the whole, of course they want to play the lyrics, and of course, you know what I'm saying? So playing the Sosa, like really, like of course that just makes it worse, you know what I'm saying? So... I mean,
but rap niggas got to know that's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Rap niggas
got to
know that's gonna happen.
It's impossible to escape.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it ain't even just these niggas got to. They happen to Max B. You can't come in saying that you changing and that you're not about
that,
and then they're just gonna be like, hey, well, what about this?
Right.
Press power. Press play. And there you are on the television screen talking about how you were willing to kill anybody who fought with you or your team. You're throwing up the gang signs. The judge doesn't understand rap
right.
and culture.
He doesn't
understand the streets.
Exactly.
So he just sees you acting a monkey ass on TV.
Right.
And he's like, you've changed? How recent
right.
was this?
Right. They not even
you have done this.
Right.
You know, so that was the first part of the story. Then they have to release documents because he's going through these court cases.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that the amount of his deal is $6 million.
What? Yo.
Keith reportedly was signed for $6 million.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
But see, this is what the deal is worth. It's incentivized, you know what I'm saying, throughout, and it's based on record sales and other metrics. But it's worth $6 million. Now, reportedly, he was given $440,000 advance. He will be given that, you know what I'm saying? That's half of what. You know, I think his grandmother is his legal guardian, so she gets to put that in the trust fund. And, you know, and he received over $300,000 for his project. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of money.
Not it. This
dude, you know what I'm saying? So that is why tears may have flowed down his face. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? $6 million.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money that he could either be getting or messing up. There ain't no chump change.
It's showing. I mean, it's not even about the endorsements, because obviously with that type of genre, it's not many flowing your way, but more so, just like you said, you know, paying the lawyers, paying everybody, that take a lot of money out your pocket. It really does, especially when you have that choice. So I don't know, Chief Keef. Hopefully he do his 2 months and you know, everything work out for the best. You know, I like to hope for the best all the time, rainbows and, you know, happiness.
Well, I hope for the best for him, too, because he's young. And another part of the story that came out was... Yeah, of course. And another part of the story that came out, he had a little timeline this week. You feel what I'm saying? So another part of the story, I didn't hear about a middle school girl. Well, a middle school girl also is supposedly suing him for child support. So, you know, people are like, the girls in middle school. Chief Keef is young as hell.
I know.
Like, there's no, you know, there's, I don't know why people are shocked that the girl.
It's not at all.
Wait a minute. It was shocking to me. Let me not say that. Because high school, you get out of high school at what age?
I graduated at 17, but no,
16.
I thought they said, from what I was reading, and I could be wrong because I ain't got the source in front of me, but I thought that she was 15, and then, like, he was 16, but, like, she turned 16 this year, and now he turned 17. I could have swore it was something like they was only, like, a year apart, you know what I mean?
So why are they saying middle schooler?
I don't know. Maybe she in middle school. Maybe she ain't that bright. You know what I'm saying? But I heard that, and let me not do it like that. But still, maybe that's why. But what I read, and of course it's all alleged, we ain't got no factual information really, but I saw that it was that she was 15, and then like he was only like a year or 2 years old. I can't remember, but it was something like it wasn't a big age difference. But maybe I read something wrong. Actually, somebody posted that on my page on the Global site. And I read it, and I was like, it was Ash, and I was like, oh, okay, this is crazy right here. And so, I don't know.
He just got a lot going on.
He focuses on
the music, because he could really turn this into something. But, I just find it kind of weird. I was like, middle school? What? How old are you when you get out of middle school?
Oh, I was 13 when I got out of middle school. Eighth grade, I was 13.
See, the articles keep saying that the girl age is unclear. You know what I'm
saying?
They don't be getting it right. Middle school.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So, come on. They don't be knowing what they talking about. People be tripping.
Yeah, if you got something you want to say about Chief Keef, you know, his situations, call in, let us know. You know, a lot of people seem to have had an opinion when they said he cried. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, that makes it better when you break it down like that and look at it from aspect. I think more people were so like, really, my nigga, you crying over 60 days. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact of, you know, not knowing that he is not about that life or not doing that lifestyle anymore, et cetera. You know, so. I think that was, and of course you know this, but just for our listeners, that was more so the outrage with it, like, this nigga crying, you know. And then you had Twitter's, you had people on Twitter, and I'm sorry to laugh, but you had people on Twitter, like, that's the ish I don't like. Like, it was just so many stories. I seen the pictures, you know how they be like, the niggas be like pictures. I didn't already seen the Chief be like, you know, Chief Keef be like pictures. So, I mean, you know. The internet going to take it and do the thing with it and blow it out the water. And it's been crazy. It's been a joke all week, but now it's really not, though, especially when you're talking about babies coming into the situation. He young, she young. Who knows what's going on? So hopefully everything works out.
We're rooting for you, brother.
We're rooting for you.
We're glad you got a lot of your peoples out of Chicago and, you know, being able to get them some money in their pockets through this rap industry, because Chicago
not
is
easy.
Deadly city, man.
Okay? It's really...
They're going super in over there. So when you get out, man, just get your money, man. Get your team. Keep their pockets fat. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Another one that I know we got to talk about this dude, man. Lupe, why, my nigga? Like,
oh, my
why?
Gosh. I didn't want to do
I'm
this.
I'm such a fan of Lupe Fiasco, but now I'm
kind
of like, Lupe, what are you doing, man?
Yo, Lupe is tripping. And again, and see, you guys, you got to go to global14.com because if you like me and you don't have time to be, not that I don't got time to read news, but I really don't be caring what people got going on. But Global 14, sometimes they posting stories and you be like, what? And I don't know who posted it. Was it JD that put it on his page? I think it was JD.
Yeah, it was JD.
That I read
he put it.
It
on. He put it on his page, yeah. So,
and I'll let you
for
tell
the
story.
Listeners that don't know what it's about, you know what I'm saying? It's basically Lupe Fiasco. He went to an inaugural performance. First of all,
I'm sorry.
It's kind of crazy that they would even book Lupe for an Obama performance because he's anti-Obama. But
right.
Anyway, since they booked him, he went up there and showed his ass, and they had to remove him off stage from going on an anti-Obama rant.
I mean,
now, my
really?
Thing,
okay,
Lupe,
go ahead.
You know,
I'm sorry.
He discussed this on Twitter. He discussed this on Twitter when the election was going on. People know his stance. If you follow Lupe Fiasco, he's mm-hmm. very much against the drone strikes that's going on over in the Middle East, that war, you know, his the conflict with Israel and Pakistan and how, the United States stance with Israel and Gaza Strip. He's all over there. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's like, he does not like any crimes against humanity. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it because I understand that certain people are like, listen, leave everybody alone and
right.
take care of what the, we got to take care of over here.
Right.
My thing with Lupe, though, is that you can't be reckless with the shit. You
That's
feel
what I'm
saying?
Saying. I
the
mean,
voting process is there for a reason. You don't have to fuck with Obama
okay.
at all. But when you got hundreds of thousands of fans that you lay your sentiments on, and these are impressionable kids. You feel
what
I'm saying?
Thank you.
These are kids that they're like, listen, yeah, they're like, listen, when Lupe say goes, fuck Obama, fuck America with this bullshit, and these people actually need all the policies that Obama is trying to pass. These are kids that are in the inner cities, don't have shit for opportunity, education-wise, I'm talking public assistance, everything that Obama is trying to help,
okay.
You know, give to families that are in need. When you talk about some shit that you can't control going on in the Middle East, they think that if Lupe's against them, I'm against them. And that's reckless. And don't
mm-hmm.
say that kids can't be influenced. They're influenced every fucking day. You know what
no
I'm saying?
Doubt.
They're going to wear what you wear. They're going to skate how you skate.
Mm-hmm.
So be responsible with what you're saying. I remember seeing a video of this dude, Lupe, talking about Chicago. And he talked about him so much because he's from the hood in Chicago
right.
to the point where he's crying. He's literally crying
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they flashed a picture up of him and some people that were in a video that he did when he was getting on. And a
mm-hmm.
lot of those kids are dead. He was like, a lot of those dudes are dead. Those are my dudes and they're ghosts now. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shaking. He couldn't even speak. He was just crying. And I'm looking at him now like, son, those same kids you shed tears for,
mm-hmm.
they need everything Obama's trying to pass over here in the United
exactly.
States, bro. Obama did not get us into those wars, but
mm-hmm.
we're in it. And
mm-hmm.
once you're in it, you're in it. You can't go over there. He's trying to get everybody away from there. He's trying
right.
to end the wars.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean he can end everything that you want him to end, like just stop drone strikes, stop this, stop that.
Yes.
Vulnerable still over
and,
there, bro.
Nah,
so you're talking about some shit you don't know nothing about when
mm-hmm.
you're in the mix of that war shit. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like, you think Obama want to kill innocent kids, you think the bombs, they want the bombs to hit innocent kids. That's not his shit. He's trying to get them from over there. Like, we winding these wars down.
Right.
But they, the kids you grew up with, Lupe, in Chicago, in the hoods, in the ghettos all around here, they need Obama, dog.
Mm-hmm.
If Romney would have got in there, dog, those same kids you talking about wouldn't have shit.
Mm-hmm.
No after-school programs, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
my take on the shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be responsible with what you say.
I'm mad about the whole situation of him having to literally get pulled off, like, and threatened several times. Like, they kept saying, yo, you know, Lupe, okay, we understand, but chill out. You know, however they did it. But this nigga just keeps going. And I'm like, really, Lupe? Like, get off the stage, my nigga. Like, they had to drag you off? I mean, and use so much force? This is off the chain. Like, you got to be doing all of this. I guess he's hyped because, you know, the inaugural and all that, or the inauguration, whatever. So I guess he's extra hype with it and just really wanting to get his point across, which, you know, everybody got their little opinion and stuff, and I feel you. But, again, I'm rocking with everything you're saying. And then on the top of that, I'm just mad this nigga didn't leave when he was told to leave. So I need him to calm down, relax, and get off the stage. And then whoever booked him, they should have did their research. I don't know what. Maybe he cut him a great deal,
yeah,
and he was like,
stupid.
This is awesome.
That was real. That was real stupid. And like I said, it's all about being responsible with your words, man. You know, when you know,
yeah,
you got a bunch
so
of impressionable minds,
right,
following you, especially when it comes to something like voting. Like,
yeah,
explain yourself better than, you know, you're explaining. And like I said, first and foremost, man, you talking about shit that's going on over there that Obama didn't start.
Mm-hmm,
he is
mm-hmm.
trying to end those wars. There is nothing you can do but what you can do. You feel what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like,
right,
there's people over there in uniform that are susceptible to getting their ass blown to pieces like they've been getting for the last 10 years or so that shit's been going on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have to do what they have to do while they're over there. Nobody wants them over there. We wish the wars wasn't started, but it's going on, Lupe. But you over here, your rap career,
okay,
your rap career ain't in the Middle
down
East,
down
my nigga. Your rap career
ain't
in the Middle East.
I'm not even going to, like, I was mad for real, though. Like, sometimes I'd be like, oh, they tripping, but I was mad at this one. I was like, this nigga Lupe tripping. I went to his Twitter and all. I had to see what he was talking about. But
there's a lot of people that's going in on him. You feel me? It's not,
yeah,
just, it's
calm
not
down.
Just Lupe. Cornel West.
Oh,
has,
yeah,
to
I
say
didn't
about
even
Obama.
Press play. I'm not even finna press play,
you
on
know
him. I don't got time for that. I really don't. I seen the little
but
he, YouTube they put up.
But at least he's in a forum that's tactful. You see what,
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, he's sitting down
you,
with
you
it.
Could express,
right,
your
exactly
opinion on a,
exactly,
in a tactful way.
Exactly.
Because that's your opinion.
Exactly.
But don't tell people, like, yeah, you shouldn't fuck with him. He's for the war crimes and this and that. That's where the reckless shit comes in at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all.
It was just, it was the most. It was. I'm sorry. He don't get a pass.
Love your music, Lupe. Love your
love
music,
it, and
Lupe,
always was a fan, and it kind of still am, but just a little disappointed in the way you did what you did and how you went about it. Like, it was just the worst. So,
but the thing about it is, you got so many young kids that are engaged in the election process now because of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the lines that were at the polling stations for the last two elections that Barack has been involved.
Yeah.
You don't want to turn those kids off from
mm-hmm.
being engaged. They're finally
right
here. They're finally,
exactly,
like, yo, fuck that. We got to vote. They're finally,
exactly,
learning things about the election process. Don't,
exactly,
get on your fucking mic and act like, yo, it ain't gonna do nothing for nobody. But they still killing kids,
what,
over there in Pakistan and all that shit. Chill out, Lupe. Cool, calm down, B.
I know. This nigga be tripping.
That's it. You know, nigga out there tripping. Chill out, B.
Somebody. Look, someone sent me a message and said they heard that, you know, back to the Chief Keef thing, that they heard Chief Keef was 9 years old, and it gets younger by the month. So that just goes to show, like, actually, no, but to say that, that's funny. And he do look mad young, though. But that, you know, that's, people don't be having these facts together. I can't be dealing with people. I really can't. I'm sorry. Kind of, everybody be tripping, getting on my nerves. But the whole, yeah, Lupe pissed me off, and I got no problem letting that nigga know. Like, Lupe, my nigga, you need to chill. But who else? Popped off crazy. No, let me, can I do this real quick? I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
I know this
is
you. I'm kind of upset this week at a couple of things. The Beyonce lit, I do not care. Let me tell y'all something. First of all, I am a Beyonce ride or die, not die literally, but I am a ride or die fan of Beyonce, and I do not care about the lip sync situation. I haven't even read it in full. Nobody cares about that. I don't care. Did you care? Did you care about
no
it?
Way.
Okay, that's no all way. I wanted to say. I just wanted to let me know I did not care. We know Beyonce is the queen bee. We know she does her thing. We know she has talent. I don't care about it. It's not the first person to ever do that. She's definitely not the last. It happens all the time. I don't want to hear it. People just be trying to find a reason to hate on her because she do her thing.
They scared of Beyonce, man.
I just wanted to. Yeah,
they scared of Beyonce. That's all. They be hating on her. They didn't even want her there for the stupidest reason. There was a petition going around. For
what?
Not to even. Yeah, because, you know, Michelle Obama is about fitness and getting the kids fit and, you know, making
right.
sure people are on their health game.
Right.
And they said, since Beyonce just signed a $50 million with Pepsi, which is the worst soda, the worst, she couldn't have anything to do with the inaugural ball. And I'm like, God damn. The definition of reaching, that is the definition of reaching. Why are you reaching so hard? Just because she
bad.
Signed a $50 million deal with Pepsi and Michelle Obama got the health going for kids, she shouldn't attend the inaugural ball. Come on.
She can't sing?
Stop.
Oh, my gosh. People are
stop
tripping.
It.
They get crazy.
And
the
Beyonce
petition game is strong right now,
like
though.
They act
the
like
petition
they don't
game
know
is
Beyonce
ill.
Can sing.
I know. Like, y'all have a seat. Never mind. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to chill. Everybody needs
no,
to
I mean,
a real talk.
You know
it,
what
is
it is
stupid.
Everybody got an opinion because they could get it out there.
And
you
that's
know
what
I'm saying?
I hate, you know, the internet
lie,
is the worst with that.
You know, it's a gift and a curse. That's what it is.
It is. I always say it.
I respect everybody's opinion. But what can you... All right, I just have something... Have something
have
real
a point
behind
it.
Opinion.
Right.
Yeah, well, what's the point? Okay, so Beyonce lip sync. So what you trying to say? She can't sing?
Right. So
you know
what,
damn
what is the, that's
she's been
I'm saying.
Killing the game for I don't know how many years. So who... cares.
Right. I don't understand the significance behind it. I really don't. I really don't. And then what else was they talking about? Who else was they talking about? Oh, they was trying to decide between her and Kelly Clarkson who did the best. And it was just getting on my nerves. I really was not feeling it because, like I said, I'm all the way with Beyonce. And I'm just tired of seeing it. Like, everywhere you log into, it's the networks all over the place. And it's pretty
well,
much
you know, the media
thing.
Will build you up to try to tear you down. That's been the, you know, that's been the thing for fucking years with any celebrities, man. They'll bring you up there, but
they
as soon as they get a chance to rip you down,
oh,
they're
they
going to try
you.
To yank your ass down. You know what I'm saying? You know what?
I'm sorry. They don't do it gracefully.
They're totally off hip-hop. But I want to know people's opinions on this shit. All right, there's a video on TMZ of a fight outside of a Hollywood club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big-ass fight. They brawling, girls, dudes, everything. At the end of the video, some nigga just walks smooth up and shoots a nigga 3 times, I think, and kills him. He's dead. And
what?
You see his body on the ground, like, laid out in front of where cars are coming out. He's dead. He's gone. They slow-mo it and everything. So I think the dude's uncle, one of the dude's family members is like, yo, I want TMZ to take that shit down.
Right.
I am tired of people reliving my family member getting killed in cold blood on video.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about that? Because TMZ is like, listen, we captured this footage. This is freedom of the press. We want this out there. And it led to the dude's capture. The dude got caught. That killed the dude. But how do you feel about that? Do you think they should take it down, or you think TMZ is free to keep it up there?
I mean, I don't understand the point of why they have it up there anymore. Like, if the whole point was just kind of, you know, get it out there, and then, like, the whole capturing, you know, the whole detective work behind it, that's cool. But I kind of understand where they're coming from. Like, that's, don't nobody want to log into that every day or see that every day or hear about it every day. Like, that's a tragic situation. I mean, that's bad.
Man,
who wants to,
crazy.
I mean, why would they keep, and then for TMZ to not respect that, that just goes to show. They don't got no cut about nothing. Like, it don't matter to them. So I don't like that. I just don't like, and I don't like their response with it, though. So I'm not feeling the whole.
Well, think about it.
I understand what they're saying, but still, I mean, I don't think I would like it.
I agree with what you said. I wouldn't like it either. If somebody in my family get killed on tape for everybody to see, I wouldn't feel it either. It's just remember that dude in New Orleans? I think he was some type of gay comedian or something. They called the Messy Marvin.
His name was Messy Maya from
Messy Maya,
New Orleans.
Exactly.
Yeah, he got killed. Oh, that was
name.
So sad.
Remember, he got murdered.
Yes.
He tweeted his body out.
They tweeted
as soon as he got killed. They tweeted him laying on the ground dead.
Yes.
But Twitter made people take that down. Like, they erase all of those images off
can't
Twitter.
Find that.
That shit had with him for a minute. And now you can't even find it.
Yeah.
But when it first happened, they had put his dead body, somebody just saw him get shot and took their camera phone out and immediately took the picture and put that shit on Twitter. Like, soon as he got killed. And it went crazy for a minute.
No, that was
so
sad ish right there. When he had did it from his phone, though, too, Golden. They did it. You heard they had did it from his actual cell phone, though, when they did it.
I forgot about that. You just reminded me about that.
That was some ill.
They
that was cold-blooded. Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, that's wild. So I guess people are saying the same thing. Like, look, you know what I'm saying? Okay, take that shit down. You know, he's dead, he's gone. It's a wild video, too. Like, dude just walks up and really gives dude the business. Like, bah, bah, bah. And the fight had lasted so long, so it's like, damn, dude just stayed a little bit too long. And this, and the guy that shot him, he had got acquitted for attempted murder before, so he got no problems with murking somebody out. You know what I'm saying? And he did it right there in front of everybody. The crazy part about the video, though, is at the end, when his body is laying lifeless on the ground, there's cars trying to come out of that garage, and they really can't get out because his body is, like, in the middle of the driveway.
Dang, that's crazy.
So
I don't want to see the video.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But
they
do
need to take that down.
There's got to
be something. You said the dude has a petition? Okay. Does he have a? I'm sure he has a petition,
Nick Cannon is behind it now.
That's
Nick Cannon's at TMZ. Like, look, man, this shit is too much.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen that shit. Take that shit down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. TMZ, they be off the chain too, though. For real, on some real, they do be off the chain.
I think
with
TMZ
it.
Is the FBI. I think TMZ is like the FBI or the CIA.
They be finding out too
everything.
Much and too fast. I was gonna say. They be knowing way too much. They got something going on.
And this shit is authentic.
I know.
It ain't like they be wrong.
I know.
Like, when you heard somebody die, you be like, nah, TMZ on that bullshit. Nah, TMZ shit be on point.
Nah, they be real about this.
Yeah, old boy lied. Harvey must have a team out there. I'm talking about TMZ be having shit that I'm like, well, how the fuck did TMZ get inside there?
I know.
How do they
be knowing so quickly with it, though? I mean, they something go down now, they didn't already, it's posted, the evidence, everything ready to go. And they tweeting it.
Man,
I mean,
TMZ
they be
might
on
be
it, though.
In your kitchen. TMZ might be in your kitchen right now. Somebody from TMZ is around your ass right now. You don't
right.
even know it.
Right. This is bad. That's bad. I don't know what they got going on, but yeah, they on some other ish, for real. What else was one? You know what? And this is another topic while for the video thing. We do got some people. I think somebody has a question or something or comment. So we'll get that in if they do. But there was another video I seen today, and my homegirl told me about it, but, you know, I didn't want to. I just wasn't going to go looking for it. You know how people tell you, did you see that video? And you'd be like, nah, but you don't want to go look at it, you know, because it's just too much. Well, today I didn't have a choice. Thanks to Facebook and their horrible news feed, likes everywhere, sharing the videos everywhere. So I seen this. This video came up, and it was about some daycare or something like that. So I didn't even think. It didn't click to me. So I'll play it. And did you see this video? It's a little boy. I think he's like 8 years old or 9 years old or whatever. Punching babies, 1 year olds in the back of their head, kicking 2 year olds down. No, it's crazy. It is bad. This nigga was they in nursery or whatever, and it's like the worker, she go back and forth doing whatever she doing, and as soon as she turn her back, he punches. I'm talking about strong hitting, not no. You shouldn't be doing it anyway, especially a baby. But I'm talking about he getting it. He knocking these kids straight clean now. This is babies. We talking, I don't know how many months it was, but like under 2 years old. The another one was like 2 years old. I mean, no, one of us was like 18 months, 16 months, something like that. And then one was 2 years old. So it was just bad. And I was just like, oh, my God. And I'm watching in such shock because I could not believe, you know. Oh, Kay Monroe says she on
wow.
I'm sorry, Kay Monroe. We about
oh,
to
man,
more.
We about to
but,
hear. We about to
nah,
hear.
It was
hey,
bad.
Boy,
it was bad. Hold on. Let me try to get, I don't know which one she is. Oh, this is so professional. No, look, let me take a quick break so I can come back and do it right, because I don't feel like trying to play the guessing game real quick. So, give me a second, y'all. I'm going to take a break and come back with some calls. And if you want to call, 760-913-4119. Thank you for tuning in again. Global 14 Radio, The Cut via the brand global14.com, Jermaine Dupri, social networking site. Taking a quick break. We'll come back with some calls. And this is ASAP Rocky.
Fucking sing along, let you brought the weed along and just okay, I got it. Yeah. and judge. Drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker, get the bussing. Yes, Lord. I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I be.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve. Yeah, ho, this is finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now vacate in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends if need be up to par. See my standards are pampered by three thumbs tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 15 Radio. The cut that was ASAP Rocky featuring Drake, 2 Chainz, Kendrick Lamar. Not gonna say the curse word problems. That's the joint though. I was over here again, one deep, rocking. I think we have Cayman Roll on the line. I'm not sure. Cayman Roll, if you're there, will you say what's good?
What's good, you guys?
What's up, Kay?
Hi.
It's her. It's
I
her.
I love
it's
the
her.
Cut. I Aww. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your support. We love the retweets and just all of your support, KK. And you know, me and you, we ride or die Bay fans, so we already, you know, in sync when it comes to Beyonce.
Girl,
so.
They better stop playing with me. They know she about that life. Don't play.
Okay.
She can sing. I don't even know why they questioning it. I don't care if she lip syncs or had her mama sing. She will put anybody under the table. So that's like, come on, next.
Yeah, for real. For real. Baby tripping.
You know what it is, man. What's going on? I finally get to hear Cayman Roll's voice, man.
You know, for
all y'all listening out there, man, this is a special time right here. You know,
it is. Go on.
Oh, thank you. You please put me out there so I had to call in. Y'all know I'm low key to myself. I'm not ready yet. You know, look at me, hear me. You know, I'm just me. I'm just Keish and. No, that's it.
Yeah,
not that
yeah.
interesting. I say to myself, and, you know, I love Global 14. I love what you guys do. I love listening to you guys because not only is it about music, it's about business, period. It's about life, period. And if you really about something and you really trying to make it in this industry, I tell everybody, you need to be listening to The Cut. You need to be on Global 14 because it's more than just a retweet. It's more than just somebody liking your music, you're learning, you're building family, you're building connections. So I'm with it. I'm down for the cause.
That's what's up, man. So
we appreciate
much love.
That.
That's
100%, dope. You know. And the whole Beyonce thing, I tell people like this now, man. If you ever hear a story out there, it's because they have to get views. They got to sell papers. They got to sell magazines. So it's stuff that I read sometimes, and I'm like, how is this even a fucking story? And then I got to think to myself, oh, that's why it's a story. They got to have people pick up a magazine. They got to have people go to a website. They got to have people just basically funneling.
Make up some real shit. Make beneficial.
I didn't appreciate that one at all. I was
taking
it personal.
You know why? Look whose name it is. Look whose name it is.
Like
Beyonce.
That. I didn't like
you
it
put
at all.
Beyonce's name on anything, somebody's going to click, read, open, or they're going to do whatever. You're going to get the most bang for your buck just by saying something about Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how they think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, speaking of Bea, have you seen her new blog, Onyx?
Oh, my God, no. I am slacking.
She has a new blog, which for... Basically, I guess she wants to show love to her fans. You know, the pictures,
the cards,
whatever. Oh, my
goodness. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so she has a new blog. She's going to show us, like, her fashion style and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm excited, too, because I am a diehard Bea fan. I love her and Jay. I mean, that's the power couple. That's my couple right there. I'm in a relationship with them. They just don't know.
No, it's serious.
I want to call in and say hi. What'd you say?
I said, no, it's definitely serious biz when it comes to Beyonce. Do not play.
Yes.
Age 11, I'm in there. It's been going down since then. So, yeah, it's serious.
You know, I've never been to a Bea concert, Ani.
Huh?
I've never been to a Bea concert. Have you been to a Bea
concert? Oh, my God. Yes, I have. And I'm sorry, guys, to turn into a Beyonce moment, but this is exciting. Yes, I did. My brother... paid for me to go like the day before. I was like, oh my God, Beyonce is going to be in San Antonio. I was in Killeen. And he was like, you wanted to go? I was like, yeah, but it's like $500. And my brother had it like that. And I was like, I don't want to go by myself. He was like, well, I'll do it. And I was like, you lying. That next day, me and my friend was in San Antonio. And I ended up getting a good deal. So I only spent like $100 on each ticket. And I was on the floor. So it was the best. I was right there.
That's
I was like,
so
I'm better
sweet. I have
back.
To do that. That is definitely on my bucket list. So
yeah, I gotta
maybe
go.
We'll have to catch it together.
Yes, yes, it's serious, you guys. You don't, they don't understand the what I have, like the reason behind me being such a Beyonce fan. But again, it just stems from being so young and you know being want to be a singer, you want to be like Beyonce. Who doesn't? So
it's about her business.
So many,
you
so
know
many
what I respect about him.
Huh?
I respect B and Hov because no matter what they do, whatever their home lifestyle is, they don't put that in the blog.
Yeah, they
the
don't.
And,
they don't.
And that's what I can respect. They take care of their business and do what they got to do. And whatever else they go through, that's them. And I love that. So, you know, whoever got something to say, come see me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go.
Go making bets. That's what's up, though. I'm kind of rocking with it because it's Beyonce already.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go because I have to get to cooking dinner. You know I got a house full. So thank you for the shout-out. I love you both.
Take care,
and
Kay.
Keep doing what
we
you
appreciate
do.
It.
I will.
Thank you,
love
KK.
You, too. Take
thank
care
you.
Of yourself and keep supporting, man. We rock with K. Monroe most definitely, man.
Absolutely.
Everybody that support the cut, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, we've been doing this for how long? How long have we been doing this joint? For like a year now? A year
it's,
and some change?
It's been a solid
Bye,
year.
Y'all.
Bye. It's been a solid year. The first one was December. The first show was December with Mr. Boomtown. Shout out to Mr. Boomtown, video director. One of the best in the game.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we've been
man.
On for a
it's
minute.
It's been a minute.
We didn't put in our little time, and it's only getting better. Because, and by the way, we did announce it on the Twitter since we on the whole how long we've been on and all of that. We're going to be at the Southern Entertainment Awards in Nashville March 23rd, that whole weekend, holding it down with the media. We may have a T-shirt or something for you. Also, myself, I'll have a couple of promo CDs, and I know Golden has some stuff on deck for you, too. So it's going to be a nice time if you're going to be in Nashville. If you plan to get out there, if you want to get out there, make sure you look up Southern Entertainment Awards. We will be there. Come network with us. We'll be at the Embassy Suites.
Nashville, Tennessee. Cashville, Tennessee. Yeah, let me tell you something about Tennessee. I was out there. I think I was out there maybe a year or two ago. It was so hot in Tennessee. You know how you walk around and it feels like pins are stabbing you because it's so hot? That's how I felt. I was like, yo, I didn't know it got this. I didn't know they got this hot out here in Tennessee. And one of my producer's homeboy scooped us up. And he was like, yeah, man, it get hot out here, though. I was like, shit, it's like Vegas hot. The only other place I ever been that was hotter than that was Vegas. Vegas hot is crazy.
I already know Vegas is off the chain with theirs. You know, being from Texas and being in that deadly heat on a daily basis, I guess you go, all right. And I graduated from Tennessee my senior year, moving around towards later part of my teen years. And it was definitely humid, and it was a lot going on. But it is a nice scene, and I'm excited to kind of go back and touch down to that area because I really didn't explore it that much when I was there. I was only 16, 17. So it would be nice to go out there and see what it do. Home of the NJGA ball and 3-6 and LeChat and everybody. Who else am I missing?
That's Memphis. They Memphis, Nashville. It's a bunch of people. I mean, you got the whole country movement there. That's the first time I've actually ever met Brian Michael Cox in person was in Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
Yeah,
wow.
I was out there chilling with him and Boy Wonder. And our S1, you know, we went out there for a production contest, and we chilled all night at the club. Everybody was kicking it, man. And, yeah, man, it was dope. We met a few people out there, some real dudes out there hustling their music, man, dudes that we still talk to this day. So we had a good time out in Tennessee, stayed in a real dope hotel. The Calamari was off the chain in that joint. I think it says the biggest hotel downtown, man. We had a good time out there. So I'm looking forward to March, have some more fun out in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to be real nice. And then, again, of course, we already mentioned, but if you missed it early in the show, next month, the Social Death 20th anniversary, must attend, must be there. Definitely going to try to touch down and hit the ground. It is February 23rd at the Fox Theater, so make sure you get your tickets today before it be sold out. Do not want to miss this event. I keep hearing more and more things, but we do not have any insight. I don't know if you do, Golden, but I don't have any type of insight. It's the West about to pop off.
Nah, I don't got no inside. And even if I had the inside, I wouldn't say nothing.
I really wouldn't.
Because the big homie probably going to do something big. You know, people got to realize something now. The big homie knows Mariah Carey.
Yes. Janet work with everybody.
Janet Jackson. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know who might show up to this thing. So, you know, this could be way more than what you expect. You feel what I'm saying?
It's real.
You really should expect it to be huge. Because, I mean, 20 years in the game, multiple hits. I mean, the man even got, you know, Christmas hits. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be huge. When the mayor comes out and announces the 20th year anniversary and says himself, like, so deaf, the leader in Atlanta.
And then he called him the mayor.
Here.
That was dope when he called JD the mayor.
He said,
I was like, that's what's up.
If it wasn't for Jermaine and L.A. Reid.
Yeah.
That he said those are the two faces of Atlanta music scene. So shout out to JB for putting it down for so many years, man. And, you know, that anniversary should be nothing less than spectacular. I'm looking forward to that joint.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going down. It's going down for sure. So those are the events, and you guys can catch us in the field. If you have an event you would like us to go to, you already know how to hit us up at Onyx254 at the glue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E. Find us, holla at us, and let's get it popping. Was there anything else that you wanted to bring up? I know I kind of went into the Beyonce, you know, I kind of went off with it, but hey.
Nah, listen. The Beyonce, you can go off on a tangent when you're talking about Beyonce.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
just
Google her back to Destiny Child days. Understand the world tours, the HBO specials, the $50 million deals, the way she's kept herself together with all of that pressure, scrutiny. You know, it's just a bunch of shit. Being married to my favorite rapper ever, like Jay-Z.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you look at it, there's just certain people that shouldn't be talked about or touched when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's them. That's them right there.
Really?
They got the new little baby. Everybody be like, why they keep hiding the baby? Why they got
because.
Hide her? They can hide her. However long they want to hide her. Of course people want to see her and do her, but check it out.
Because folks is crazy.
They doing
not about
what
to
they
want to
do.
Ivy out there like
some
that.
Some got to stay positive. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Little Blue Ivy. She going to have to stay positive. Maybe they wait until a certain age and then they boom.
Yeah.
Let you know what Blue Ivy dealing with.
And they...
let you know how she's getting down. But right now she's chilling.
Right. Chill out. Back that. Hey, shout out to Boost. Man, it's a lot of love coming tonight, and we ain't even got no guests. That's what's up. I'm excited. Shout out to Boost. He tweeted, said he's listening in, tuning in with the cut. Boost from G14 Radio. G14 fan be showing love and support. So, again, get familiar,
yeah,
get with the movement.
Shout out to the brother Boost, man. Definitely, man. I haven't actually seen Boost. I haven't spoken to Boost in a minute on G14, man.
Mm-hmm.
I usually catch Boost coming in. I know he's doing his school thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to audio school. So by the time he get out.
Too, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the time Boost get out, you know what I'm saying? Boost is going to be doing his thing. You know, it's just a lot of people that's taking the time to hone the craft.
Exactly.
When they get out here in this field, that they know what they're doing and they're doing it correctly. So shout out to Bruce for going to school.
Exactly. Exactly.
Paying for that education to get
exactly.
behind the board. Dirt.
Exactly.
Shout out to home
Bruce. Boys ain't just waking up ready to do it tomorrow. You know, I told somebody today I was going to be a DJ. I'm DJing this weekend. I ain't touched it, you know, I ain't did nothing, but I'm DJing this weekend. I mean, really? And don't get me started, but you do need to kind of, again, like you said, hone your craft and be on some type of studying and trying to, you know, actually know what you're about to get into. Everybody want to do it. It's crazy. It's the most.
It's the money, right? You know, it's the money, man. You know, it's the money. It's the allure. What
be losing,
say? What Jay-Z back in the game? It's the allure of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The allure. You know what I'm
and,
saying?
And they get in there and lose.
They want to be about it. but check it out. Check it out, though. Go watch Consequences' video, the interview he did with The Breakfast Club the other day when he was airing out Kanye West and talking
about
a bunch of people. Well, it's real because
I heard about
that. When you're in there in the game and you're doing a bunch of stuff and you don't get your money, you're going to tend to talk shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I ain't hating on him. I love Kanye West, but
mm-hmm.
I felt
but you
everything
rock with
he was saying.
Yeah. I didn't see
everything.
It. I saw, again, this is one of the cases where I saw the video, but I just chose not to press play. And not no for no particular reason, but at the time it just wasn't, I didn't have time for it. I was doing something else, so I didn't press play. But I did see how it was everywhere today. So I'm going to go back and check it out, and I'll make sure I let you know what I thought about it. And everybody that's listening, I'll let you guys know how I felt, too.
Yeah, no
probably
going to
be the same as you.
But that's about it. You know, the news is, I'm done with the news, man. Just a few things we had to talk about today. Today was a light day, light Wednesday.
It was. It was a light Wednesday. It was a fun Wednesday. It's Beyonce Wednesday. We made it Beyonce Wednesday, and that's fine with me. And again, just shout out to everybody that tuned in and checked in with us. Also,
I like Solange too. I'm feeling
no,
Solange
is great.
Solange
is
dope.
It's everybody. She's so pretty, and she's so her vocals are at one point too. I've always liked Solange. No, Solange is great. I thought it was the best thing because me and her were both our children. I have like the same birthday around the same time, so I just thought that was the best thing in the world. Why? I don't know. But that's me. I was excited about it. So. Oh, and happy birthday.
To Solange and Beyonce.
Yes, and happy birthday to my sons. I have to do it. Their birthday was Sunday. They turned 8.
Yes, sir.
Isaac and Isaiah. Shout out to the little soldiers.
Happy birthday, twins. Happy birthday, twins.
So proud of them. So blessed. So I wanted to share that with you guys.
Let me share something with the listeners, too, real quick before we dip, man. There's a program that I'm doing right now to get extra money.
Oh, yeah.
I got to talk about this because
Go ahead.
It's so real right now. If you're about a dollar and you're about making money, even if you have a job and you can use extra money.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come through me, you can holler at me and you might know somebody else that's doing it, whatever. There's a program out there called Motor Club of America, MCA, and almost a lot of people have heard about it by now because people are getting $3,000 a week dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
$500, $800, they pay you every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you're interested in learning about MCA, and I'm speaking, the only reason I'm saying it is because it's real. You get
nice,
paid. I'm getting paid. Onyx knows, you know, I took $40 invested in that thing. I done made over $3,500 already, and I'm going light. I'm not making the 3,000s and everything a week because I got other stuff that I'm doing. So I'm barely doing anything and still getting like $800 extra every Friday. The reason I'm saying this is because if you're an independent artist and you out there listening, you know you got to do studio time, pressing up CDs. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the money, you're not balling like that, you should be looking for different things to supplement income to help you contain and sustain what you're trying to do as far as your career is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like, oh, it sounds like a pyramid scheme because they don't know about it. It's no pyramid scheme. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? When people sign up under you, yes, you get money for that. But what it is a referral program. You refer
mm-hmm.
people to the Motor Club of America, which has tons of benefits other than roadside assistance. They got hotel discount, prescription drugs discount. Real talk, I got sinuses. My sinuses be killing me. I had to go get my sinus medication today, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I used a prescription drug card. Usually it cost me $30. Man, I pulled that shit out today. It cost me $10.10 to pull out my script today. You feel me? And not only they helping me, like, I'm getting paid every week. And honest knows it's for real.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
they be pissing me off in the face. Because I be wanting to go in with it. But
what it is, if you don't have the time to blog and post and do different things like that, it might not be for you. I'm on the internet a lot because I'm always pushing Four Quarter Music. I'm always pushing The Cut. You know, we online a lot. So, you know, we do things on the side to get extra income. Anybody that wants to get extra money, I'm going to give you a website to go to so you can check everything out.
You getting it in
tonight. Now, I'm going to tell you
about
it.
No, let him know what it is.
It has helped a bunch of people. Like, I got people that signed up under me that call me every day now, like, yo, good looking on that.
Okay.
Even if they sign up two people and get an extra $160.
Mm-hmm.
People call me like, yo, I just got an extra $160. I didn't really do shit. Good
mm-hmm.
looking. But there's
mm-hmm.
people out there that
it's
get thousands. I'm going to put the site out there. Go to www.getweeklypaychecks.com/golden, G-O-L-D-N. That's Get Weekly Paychecks, GETWEEKLY PAYCHECKS.com/GOLDEN. If you're unemployed or you're looking for extra money, this is a referral service, meaning
mm-hmm.
when you refer people in your network and they sign up for the $40, they give you $80.
Mm-hmm.
You sign 10 people up in 1 week, you get $800 that same Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's no joke. People are definitely making money out there. It's helped tremendously. There's a dude that was locked up for 7 months. He has a video on YouTube about MCA. People are signing up because they come across his video.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting paid every Friday while he was in jail for 7 months.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
You feel me? So dude was locked up and his commissary was straight because his mom was sending him his MCA money like, hey, they paid you again. And he's not even able to do anything. His YouTube video is what people are finding on YouTube and saying, oh, let me try this.
Mm-hmm.
So every time they try it, he gets $80. Dude is getting bread in jail. He just got out, so shout out to him. He just got out. But that's how real it is. So black people, and I wanted to definitely tell minorities, you know what I'm saying, because they always be like, oh, that don't sound, and they'll spend $40 on the dumbest shit, and they'll never get it back.
Yeah.
I mean, I sit down at lunch and spend $40 without thinking twice, and you ain't getting that back. You even going to piss it out, and you going to do whatever else to get it out, but it ain't coming back. You ain't getting no investment on that money. So
mm-hmm.
take 40 measly dollars, go
mm-hmm.
to that site I told you about, getweeklypaychecks.com/golden, look at the video, understand it, and straight up start start getting your money. It's out there for you. Now, don't tell
don't say me.
I never told you nothing.
I was going to say,
say I never told you nothing.
I'm going to be, I don't want anybody to talk to me about it if they don't do it either. I'm not answering any question because that's all you need to have to say. That's all you
don't
have to say.
Don't answer no question.
I'm done with them.
When we go hard on it the other day on your Facebook page?
I don't remember what day that was, but I try to let people know. Like, first of all, I'm not the type of person to be on the skin. Everybody in my city knows that. When I say something, it's pretty much not word. Word is bond. It's going to be some real-ish when I say it. It's not going to be something to get attention or to be scamming or do anything shady because I can't stand stuff like that. It's going to be something legit. So I got hit up like crazy. But folks don't understand the dynamics. And you got to know business and you got to know about investments. And it's just not going to be like you said for everybody. So I'm not. They're not gonna stress me to death about nothing. About you getting your money.
No,
I'm getting mine regardless.
No, we not answering.
I'm gonna get
no
my money.
Question. I just told them the site. We ain't answering no questions.
Not,
once they go
I'm
on the site,
that's
they
all
gonna
they
see
need.
It. That's it. That's
need.
All you need.
You don't be.
That's
you
all
ain't
you
got,
need.
After you see that, if you didn't, then you ain't about your money. That's all I got to say. You ain't about it. Or you just got it like that. Well, you don't
it.
Need a couple extra. $5 laying around. I don't know. I need an extra couple of hundred, and not just for tax season. I need it throughout the year, every week. So that's just me. I don't know about everybody else.
I just wanted to tell our listeners because, you know, dealing with the entertainment business, you have to.
You
be
do
gotta
have some bread, though.
Push your product. Don't create a CD and just say, "Let me put it online and hope everybody checks it." Nah, I hope you could. Travel a little bit. I hope you can put gas in your car and go up and down the East Coast or through the South States or the West Coast, wherever you at.
Right.
You have to have marketing dollars. And so many people don't have the money. They rapping in the studio for 10 songs, put a little project together, then you can't go nowhere.
Right.
You don't got no
for it. I don't even want to go in on that today. I don't. And I'm almost glad to have a way to do it.
Nah, we will save it for another day.
Can we? Okay, it's almost got
it. It's a done deal. I put it out there.
Okay.
Nah, don't get upset.
Okay, because
I
do.
I put it out there.
I do. I will go in real quick. But then one thing I do want to share, too, and I know we always do this, but I do want to share one more thing before we ride out tonight, and that is today I posted something. Every time I post stuff, and I don't like Facebook, everybody knows that, but I have one. And every time I post stuff, people get, like, excited, and I get a whole bunch of inbox messages, and it's really nice to see people's reaction. So to know that they listen and take heed to the information and they receive it well, because not only is it true and factual, but I've kind of shown and proved some things, and I'm not going to just pat myself on the back all night, but what I'm saying is that, you know, when somebody that you've seen them progress and you've seen where they were and where they are now, if that don't inspire you, I don't know what will. So you got to kind of listen and don't have a problem with taking the information from people that are in the industry or people who run with people in the industry, because that's the kind of people that you want to surround yourself with and model yourselves after, not your rapper that stays next door that's hating on you because he want to rap too. You know what I'm saying? So playing music for the homies is cool, but you really need to be out here, like he said, pushing it, giving your product and putting your brand out there. So what I did today was I said Wednesday Word and Destiny. From Global was like, oh, you should do it every Wednesday. And I was like, I might. I didn't say Wednesday Word. I said Wednesday Work. And I basically labeled it brand. So if you want to read more about that, I'm not about to read it. It was a lot. So if you want to read more about it, you can locate my Twitter at Onyx254, and the link will take you to global14.com, and I actually posted it on there too. And again, the subject today was brand, and it just kind of breaks down what a brand is and why you should be concerned about it and how you fit into what a brand really means. So it's enough to say product and brand and business. We can toss these words around all day, but if you really ain't talking about it, understanding it, implementing it, then it's nothing. So that's all I had to say. Just a little, you know, a little sermon real quick before we leave.
They need that.
Hope they
need,
don't mind.
They, you know, everybody needs everybody needs some knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some people might be like, I know what brand is. Well, you know, well, then you go check out what Onyx think it is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and put your opinion. I
want to
hear what you
out.
Think. Right.
That's why I'm encouraging anybody that listens to us, man, call us, man. Forget what we're talking about. Maybe you got something on your mind that you want to get opinions about.
Exactly.
Holler at us, man.
Exactly.
Let us know what's up.
Straight up. We ain't doing no hating over here. We rocking with you. You listening. We listening. What's good? Oh, also, shout out to, I need to do another shout out. It's shout out night and Beyonce night. Shout out to Alan. His name is Alan. He's actually the manager of an up-and-coming underground rap artist, female artist. Her name is EXO, and I've already posted her music, like, last year into Pump It and Dump It on Global14.com to get people's opinions. We were doing, like, the A&R thing, so I posted it in there to see what people thought, and they rocked with it, and they really liked it because she had, like, a southern gritty style to her. But I believe she's in Atlanta now, and I think they're both in Atlanta, and he's actually listening to the show. So shout-out to him for tuning in tonight and showing some support. That was really cool of him. And shout out to XO because she was going to come through to the show, so maybe we can get her on sometime this year. Shout out to Miss XO.
Most
we'll
definitely.
Get her music in.
And I definitely want to shout out Mike Smith. Mike Smith, we're going to get your music, your group's music on Global 14's Radio The Cut. Trust and believe we're going to play it on our show. My man hit me up on LinkedIn, linkedin.com. So if you're listening out there, Mike Smith, I got you, brother. Hasn't been forgotten. You put it in my inbox a few days ago. Just wanted to let him know. We got you, dog. Trust me. As soon as we do the show, you're going to hear it. So that's what it is.
Alrighty. Well, I'm good, and I have nothing else. I know I've been throwing the plug out there and info for you all show. But again, I'm on global14.com. Sign up. It's Jermaine Dupree's social networking site, but it's more than just that. And you can find me, ONYX254, on that site and on Twitter at Onyx254.
On Global 14, I am Golden Fleece. You can find me on global14.com at that name. And on Twitter, I am The Glue, THAGLUE. Holler at me anytime, man. I think it's about time we ride out, man. I'm kind of hungry, yo. I don't know what I want to eat, though.
All right.
I'm trying to stop eating late and shit, but...
I know. You said you wasn't going to do that no more, but I'm not...
Remember I said that shit?
Yes, you did, and we was on the show when you said it. So, but I'm not going
to...
Hold
me to it, man. Help me out, because sometimes...
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
I got to eat. Just tell me,
get you a piece of food or something. Yeah, but you did say that, and I know the people that listen now and listen then, they remember too. Because you especially, it was particularly around the first 3 years, because you said, I'm going to start juicing, I'm going to start doing this and that. So, don't fall off yet. We only...
And I've been
in
on
the first
that, too.
Quarter.
I've been on the juice and shit, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. If I go get something to eat, I ain't telling y'all, so.
Whatever.
We good.
Here's the Jermaine Dupree celebration track, if you haven't heard it already. Social Death 20th Anniversary, featuring Jagged Edge, Dondre, The Brat Bower, and Fesco Kane. And we are out.
Peace.
Ain't nobody fucking with my clique. I got the brat with me.
Cause you know what?
I got Bow Wow with me. Shady, y'all. I got Dondre with me. My man Fresh Cocaine with me. This is so dead.
We having a celebration, loud to stay home.
And me?
We having a celebration, loud to stay.
Y'all know who I am.
We having a celebration, loud to stay.
Yeah.
We having a celebration, loud to stay.
Y'all know what this is.
3 a.m, niggas is yawning, but I'm as crooked as they come. Niggas is boring, see I'm still pouring, brother just rolled up a blunt. Would you please get out of the way, these real NWAs, blowing that smoke in your face, while we running the streets of the A's. Shots, some back shots, backseat some mattress, thugging that passion, let me know how you want it done. Party like every day, yeah, we high like every day, I'm not trying to throw it in your face, but we living like we on vacation.
D-R-I-A, yes, you should know my name. Keep the bad ones with me, and they always glad we came. Poppin' bottles of that rose, and man, we so turned up. We be don't stop poppin'. So Jeff, you know what's up. Ooh, I can change your life.
Yeah.
Boy, come on over here and get yourself a slice.
You want that cake.
And I'ma give it to ya. Throw it up, light it up, sit back and watch me do it for ya.
Hey. Roll it up.
Talk to me,
motherfuckers is acting a fool. I'm here to celebrate the occasion. Have Woo! Fuck parole and probation. Woo! Nigga roll up that Cindy so my piss tends to stay pretty. Them top fours are my fave. Just in case, still on my way. Please don't run up, run up. Cause bitch, I turn up, turn up. I wanna send you to the ERA, ERA. Compliment to the ERA, ERA. ATPIMP. Well.
That we saw for real. Fuck the rules, we do what we feel.
All these niggas up in here mad now. Feelings to yourself, everybody in the back now. Ay, and we don't need no reason. Fine, bar out any day, any season. Ay, put the cushion out back,
yeah.
Roll it two times, make sure that they pull good.
Hit it though, I don't smoke, I'm stressed. Gotta be purple, better. Shout out my connect, I'm at the strip club every night.
Uh-huh.
You know them hoes love me,
uh-huh.
Just like Montana. Pop that pussy for me.
Get him back.
So, nigga, you know. 40 bands for this two blow. Got me a bad bitch in my two door.
Ain't no squares
up in my circle, nigga. You talk shit, then you get me. Run around, listen to Greg Street. I'm chained up, I'm rimmed up. My J's on, put them Tims up. Hold up.
Hey, what you
do? Ball like Jermaine taught me. Spending all of this cash, 26th of my life so fast.
What
I got four bitches up in my room. One is all for money. Got a girlfriend in the closet. Shit, time to start this party. Hold up.
Yeah, Fresco came up in the building. Got my mind set on that million. Don't really give a damn about those who be grilling.
Yeah.
I came up from nothing to something. So definitely get me, I'm hurt. And I'm rapping that east side, scream it out loud. I'm blowing that loud, red cover that brown. Now, look at the TV, I'm getting it. Flow is incredible, swagger ridiculous. Go out to show every city I go, they be showing me love. Cause I'm simply meant for this.
But hold up, gonna roll up.
Cause I'm smoking and toasting and living a life. Shorty playing hard to get right now, but I better beat it up by the end of the night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So many days I grind, but I know that I'ma shine. Just waiting on my time, yeah.
Yeah.
Go hard till ain't nothing left. See the charm on my chest.
Bitch, you know I'm so deaf.
Ooh.
You heard.